Welcome to the podcast, Life, It's Better with a Bow, powered by Protect. And today, we're going to be discussing the Colorado event at Sunlight Mountain. And along with that, we get to use National Forest, which is always a pleasure. File some permits. Although the people we work with out here are absolutely fantastic to work with on the Forest Service side. And you kind of get what you get depending on what ranger district you're in. And we just happen to be lucky because this particular ranger district has amazing folks to work with, which is very helpful, especially this year because we had some issues with that big snowfall. But before we get into that, our guest today is Wade Hicks. Wade has been with us on tour the entire season, minus one, huh?
Minus two. I missed the first one, and then I missed Vermont.
Yeah, why'd you miss that first one?
I was on an LDS mission in California, just teaching people about Jesus Christ. It was a blast.
That's awesome. And you spoke Spanish.
I did. Well, I tried, at least.
Yeah, you tried. Well, it must have worked, because I can't remember what event we were at, but must have been Texas.
Yep.
You were banging it out pretty good, at least from where I was sitting.
Yeah, I was. I try to, you know, just because I'm not speaking Spanish as much as I was as a missionary, I'm trying to keep up my language skills. So any chance I get, I try to speak some Spanish with some people.
That's awesome. That if there was ever a language to have in your back pocket, I would say Spanish is it.
Absolutely, I agree.
Certainly where we're living now. Mm-hmm. I want to learn Spanish. I also served a mission, but I spoke French, and I try to maintain it, but it is hard. I did get to go back and do some events in Quebec, and it's French speaking there, so it takes me a few days, but I get back in the swing of it a little bit. I do, anytime I hear people speaking French, I do enjoy trying to step in and at least practice a little bit. It's really fun. That Vermont event has a ton of people that come down from Quebec, and so we get to do that. So I love doing that. It's awesome. But we're super glad to have you on tour. One of the things that cracked me up, your dad and I worked together many years ago, and you guys would come up. I can't remember what the first time you came up. How old were you to help out?
I was probably 12 or 13. I was really young, but it was always my favorite thing to do. We always thought it was funny, just me hiking down the mountain as a little chubby 12-year-old with these big yep. deer targets on my back. Me and my little brother would go and we'd try to race down the mountain.
Yep.
I'm surprised neither one of us fell and got hurt, but
well, I'm glad you didn't. But I always thought it was funny. But you guys have helped out a ton in Utah over the years, and then now here you are. You got off the mish, getting ready to prep for school this fall, and so you came out with us. So we're super super stoked to have you. One of the things that you've always done since I met you, even when you were 12, is you've been kind of into music,
right?
And you played a song for you wrote a few songs about. Two line songs up there.
I don't know if you'd say I wrote them. I was just making them up on the spot. Everyone thought it was funny. I'm no like musical genius or anything, but everyone thinks it's funny because I'm not scared to look like an idiot out there.
Dude, some of the songs were fantastic. So I had you bring your guitar today because we're going to put you on the spot here in a little bit.
Oh, good.
Jam us out a some sort of Total Archery Challenge Colorado song. But let's talk Colorado for a minute. So we've been here a few days. Today's 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We are super, super fortunate to live in the country that we do and extremely grateful for the things we have and to be able to do Total Archery Challenge or whatever your pursuits may be. So happy Independence Day, and thank you to all of you who are out there fighting the good fight to keep us free. But moving along with that, we're in Colorado. We had to come early. Unbelievable snow year this year here in Colorado.
Right.
And what came with that, at least, I know it happened all across the West where there's heavy snow, but particularly here because it's affecting us, is the saturation level of the ground caused a lot of land to move. So they had some landslides, varying degrees, but one of them actually, the dirt moved right away from one of the towers on the lift tower's fully exposed, concrete and all that. There's still the pole that goes in the ground another, what, 6 or 8 feet. But it is not safe at this time to use. And so what we had to do is reroute everything, and we're going up a different lift. This lift only takes us typically the other lift. You'd ride one lift up, hike your way down, catch the next lift all the way to the top. This lift takes us about two-thirds of the way up the top. We'll catch it at the bottom there, right next to the home base area. And we had to reroute everything.
Mm-hmm.
Changed it up quite a bit. So it was pretty fun. The courses are going to be good. Sitka, Sitka might be my favorite course.
Yeah, we had some sweet shots out on Sitka. We set that one up yesterday, and I feel like we came up with some cool ones.
Yeah, it's the challenge on Sitka will be we are taking you the rest of the way to the top. So take your time, be patient with others. Some can't hike as fast uphill as others, but this was really the only way we could make this work. So I think it's 4 or 5 shots to get you to the top. It's not terrible, but it is a climb. However, we are going to add an extra water station on Sitka for that purpose. And because as it warms up, it should be hot once you get to the top. So you'll have 2 water stations on Sitka, but do be patient as you're hiking up to the top there. We did have to hike up on Knock on 2, but not near as bad. It was 2 shots up, I believe. Might have been 3 shots up. And there are some changes, though. So the courses are still incredible, but we did have to change them up a little bit. The good news, I guess, is you're not hiking down or up to another lift, as we've done in the past. And then we've added UltraView. So this lift capacity isn't as quick as the other one. So what we had to do is we've got 4 courses coming off the top of the lift, which is Knock On.
We got Knock On, we have Sitka, Leupold, and Prime all off the top of the lift.
All off the top of the lift. And then you're going to catch a shuttle, actually, to BRCC. Now, BRCC's in totally new terrain. That's actually a fun one, but that you're kind of going off the beaten path on a little bit of that. But that's a really fun course. So you'll take a shuttle that'll be at the bottom of the stairs by the Army F trailer and by the Elk trailer of theirs. And then you'll hike your way back. The other course, which is new this year that we've never done in Colorado, is UltraView. Were you with us on UltraView?
I was not. I was finishing up Prime.
Okay, so UltraView, you'll follow the signs, though, there to get to that one, but you actually walk to the start of that, and then we will be shuttling you back if you so desire. It's not a really a big walk back, but we will have a shuttle going back and forth to bring you back from UltraView, which is also new terrain. It absorbed a couple of shots from Sitka from years past, and but then it drops into totally new terrain. UltraView course is actually going to be a really fun course. I think people are going to like that. But still, all in and done, I think Sitka is my favorite, even though those first 5 shots it's a hike.
Yeah.
So, again, not terrible, but it's uphill, and uphill's always harder than flat. I don't know if I prefer uphill or downhill, because we do have a lot of downhill. I feel like uphill's a little easier for me. I don't know about you.
I would say... I think I'm probably going to complain either way. When I'm going downhill, I'd rather go uphill. But if I'm going uphill, I'd rather go downhill. So depends on the day, I guess.
Yeah. So, you guys, one thing I did notice, and I hope over the next few days nothing major changes, the wildflowers are out.
Oh, they're so pretty. Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. That's also perhaps one of the reasons I like Sitka so much is when you get on top, those big fields of flowers are phenomenal. I don't even know what kind of flowers they are. There's yellow, there's purple, and white. But whatever they are in full bloom, and it is absolutely beautiful. So you got that. Now, there's quite a bit going on at the event this go-round. The after parties are both nights are going to be by Warrior Rising. It was going to be RMEF on Saturday night, but we made some changes there. Things were going on. So now it's going to be the Warrior Rising group, who do a phenomenal job. It is an absolutely awesome foundation to raise funds for. You're putting your money in a really good cause. For those of you who haven't heard us say it before, we'll say it again, or we're going to say it again if you've heard it before, and if you haven't, the way they work, the shortest explanation is they teach a man to fish instead of give a man a fish. So they're all about helping entrepreneurs that are veterans, so they call them vetrapreneurs, starting their business, help coach them along, make sure it's a viable business, and get them to where they can succeed. And then by doing so, they are contributing back into the economy. They hire more people. It works out really good. So they're a very, very good group to be a part of. And so bring a little extra money, and hopefully you win something awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Wade, tell us just a couple of things that Wade works inside. You're kind of a chameleon. We can put you wherever. But lately, we've had you working in check-in just so we can keep those lines moving a little quicker this year compared to years prior. What are some of the common questions that maybe we can answer for some folks here that get asked when they're at check-in?
I think one of the biggest ones is the question about when can we shoot a second course for those that have paid for a knock time earlier in the day. The answer to that question is after 1 o'clock, we open up all the courses for those to shoot a second course for those that have already paid to shoot that day.
Yeah, I think the key here is you had to have already bought a knock time to go up. It's not like it's a free for all, and if you didn't get a knock time, you should come up and we're going to let everybody on. It's 100% like that's when you get to go up a second time. Now, there are some knock time holders. Mm-hmm. That happen at, it's very few, but there are knock time holders at 1:32, 2:30. And we will allow them to get in front of the line to go up at their knock time before you go on your second run.
Right.
So I think that's important to understand too. If you're going up your second round and you're wondering, hey, why are those guys going in front of me? It's because they had a 1 o'clock knock time. Those of you who got those early knock times, you paid more. So you could get on a little earlier than some of these other guys, but we got to get the knock time holders up first. What else? What other things you guys run into there that maybe we can answer for these?
A lot of people will ask us about changing knock times because they didn't get with their friends at the same time as them and stuff like that. And best advice for that is come and ask nicely for those that come up and all accusing us, hey, you messed this up. It's hard for us to want to help you out, you know what I mean? But for those that ask nicely, we do what we can. We can switch stuff to a certain extent, and then we'll help you out where we can. But for those that aren't at the same knock time as their friends or family, just come and ask nicely, and we'll help you out. Yeah, come early as well.
Yeah, so we recognize that it happens. But since you're not the only one it's happened to, then that creates some movement, but it's not a guarantee. Like maybe the only option is all of you go at one. That might be the only option, but it all comes down to how other people have come in and had to shift around and everything. Cause we still have to maintain, we can't just have a free for all on the mountain at any given time. We still have to maintain the, certain amount of people per knock time so that it doesn't get overcrowded. You're already waiting currently how we do it. If we were to change that policy, you'd wait a lot more. So come in, talk to these guys at check-in. They're going to do their best to get you taken care of. If it happens in future years, we recommend you reach out immediately right after you register. And because there's a lot of moving and shaking going on there, they can get you taken care of before you even show up. So anyway, come early if that is the case for you. The guys and gals are going to do the best they can to get you taken care of. But in the end, we can't guarantee it. It all comes down to how everything else is being moved around. Some of the stuff you're going to get, let's see, this year, We're giving out the AAE hybrid vanes when you get there, your t-shirt, the tour shirt. What else were they getting?
A sticker. And you just give out a sticker.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the tour sticker. Absolutely. Protect is going to be right next to us. That's where we do the water station or where you can fill up. So there's a water station at home base. That will be in the Protect booth. And they've got a bunch of cool stuff, too. Hydration or energy, immunity. They got a bunch of products. I'm usually on hydration or energy at some point. And I recommend black cherry or raspberry.
I agree. Black cherry or the mixed berry ones. Those are my two
favorites. Mixed berry is good, too. Hydration. I think watermelon's the hydration flavor I've really been enjoying. But make sure you check out Protect stuff when you're filling up with water. So normally it sat outside our booth. We're going to be right next to them, but it's in the Protect booth if you need to fill up your canteen or water bottle. If you didn't bring a water bottle, though.
We're selling some cool ones at the registration trailer. We got some cool Yeti.
The Yonder.
Yonder, that's right.
Yep, the
got
Yeti
Yonder.
Got some
cool tack designs on there, and they're sweet. We're selling them for $30. So.
Yeah, so it's that's a big ticket. That goes fast.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have that, oh, we've got the hard side hydration. If you guys don't know what that is, if you're used to using like a bladder, and it's got the hose come out the backpack so you don't have to grab it. Hard side hydration came up with an awesome idea where you get that same benefits of the bladder with the hose, but you get the benefits of the bottle, which are easier to clean, easier to fill. If you're out in the backwoods, it's easier to, filter, or you know, especially if you're using the UV filters or whatever, clean your water. So bottles have a lot of benefits, but I've always loved the hose. And so hard side hydration, now you just screw on their lid, it's got a hose, you're dialed. And we have those also available, which are awesome. Check them out. Hard side hydration might also be at this event, but we're definitely going to have their conversion kit, turning that bottle, giving you a hose, whatever. And I think it fits up to a 48-ounce. I think it's 48 ounces, that the big Nalgene. It'll fit the wide-mouth Nalgene or the Yeti Yonder bottles. So we also have a lot of cool novelty shots here. We'll just name off a few. As always, the archery, the Bear Archery truck. That's always a fun hit. 111 yards on the caribou. That 111 yards is measured off of our rangefinder. So if we're off a yard or two one way or the other, we're using our rangefinder to gauge that. So 111 yards on the truck, all in and done. You got to be 100% inside the ring, no touching the lines. You've got the UBCO shot. Now, we've been using the UBCO bikes all season. Absolutely love them.
They're so much fun.
Oh, dude, they're a riot.
We love ripping around on those things.
Yeah, and they are tough, and they go places other bikes we've used in the past won't. And they've got a giant battery, so if it dies on you, it's going to be a hard push out compared to other bikes. But just keep an eye on that, and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. But it goes a lot farther. They're really fun to use. You could win one of those. Born Primitive, they're doing a shot also. And you can win a full get-up of their clothing. Then you've got – that's free, by the way. The UBCO shot's free. Born Primitive shot is free. It's not free for the truck. It's $15. The Jack Lynx, they've got a huge giveaway. All sorts of goodies from different sponsors that are part of Total Archery Challenge. And you're shooting at the Sasquatch. He's holding a bag of jerky. You got to put a hole through that jerky. If you do, you get a ticket. You're in to win this giveaway at the end of the season. That is also free. Under Armour has a shot. They've got their big UA logo. Mm-hmm. And where the U and the A cross, you shoot through that. All you got to do is make it through that, and you're in to win, and they have a big giveaway. That is free. I'm trying to think of who else is out there that's free. This is free to enter, and we give one away at every event. Turtle Box, which is our official audio sponsor of Total Archery Challenge. They're those Bluetooth speakers. I'm not going to say indestructible, but they can take a hell of a beating.
Mm-hmm.
They sound amazing. You can Bluetooth from a mile away. Not really a mile, but it's long. And the one thing I do like about it is you can connect two together to kind of get a stereo sound. I've really enjoyed that, toying around with that this year. Those, there will be signs everywhere. Those you can, it's in free to enter.
Yep, enter in, just scan the QR code and enter in to win.
Yep, and then they give one away at every event. And that's like a $400 speaker.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're sweet. I love connecting to those when we're setting courses and cleaning up and everything. It's tons of fun.
Got to keep the jams going. Speaking of jams, maybe this is a good interlude for you to bust us out a jam.
Sounds good.
You brought the old guitar.
The official TAC guitar. It has all the stickers from a bunch of the vendors and sponsors and stuff.
And it's small, so it's easy for you to carry around.
It's a little half size. It's a sweet little guitar. I just bought it specifically for TAC. We went on the first couple events, and I didn't have one. And I didn't get to a lot of chances to play the guitar on my mission, and that was something that was just big part of my life, so I missed it a ton. So I had to just buy something that I could take around with me
and not feel too bad, because you, if I remember right, your favorite guitar at home, she's not cheap.
Oh, not cheap. It's a Taylor. I can't remember what model. It's a little bit older, but it's about $3,000. So we don't want to take that out on the mountain.
How much was this baby?
Oh, it's like $200. It was cheap, but it sounds good for as cheap as it was. And
how long you been playing guitar?
Probably about as long as I've been coming to TAC.
I feel like you were playing when I first met you that first year.
Yeah, I think that's probably right around when I started, because my brother and I kind of got into it around the same time. We had an uncle who's a phenomenal guitarist, and he wanted to, or he kind of started teaching us a little bit about it, and then we just kind of took it and went with it. And my whole family likes to play music. My dad's a great piano player. Well, my brother and I both play the guitar. My brother plays the bass as well, but my sister blows us all away. She's an amazing harpist and a pianist, and she just plays circles around the rest of us. And
that's awesome.
Little jerk. She just kind of does better at everything. She just won the Idaho State Tennis Championship as a sophomore.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like, your dad was a big tennis guy.
Yeah, both my parents were. That's kind of the two rules in my house. It's you have to play tennis, because both my parents met playing tennis on the Utah State tennis team. So you don't get to live in the house if you don't play tennis. And then you have to play an instrument as well.
That's awesome. So. Well, I know we've enjoyed the guitar, and when the piano's been around, because my son's a great pianist, and he was bringing that piano around and you were jamming on that. The first time I came to your house, you played Piano Man, is that right?
Oh yeah.
Was that it with the harmonica?
Yeah, I can play that. I don't know if I can still do that, but I used to.
You had the whole neck thing where it's right in front of you.
Little neck holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the Piano Man. That was my way of impressing all the girls at that time, I think.
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
They didn't care. All the guys thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that wasn't the goal, but whatever. That's awesome. Okay, so. What is, let's see, play us. We're going to do a couple things. You can think about this, but we're going to have you just go freestyle some sort of TAC song.
TAC song, Colorado TAC song.
Yeah, and then, but on top of that, what song do you like to play? Play us one of your jams that you just sit there and kind of pluck away at while
there's a cool song. It's called Love and Happiness. I'm blanking on who it's by, but it's a fun one to jam to. Just kind of this funky, bluesy type guitar. What's the best way to do this? Do I put the microphone down here?
I don't know. Just play and let's see what happens.
Okay,
maybe it'll work. I'll tell you. You like the bluesy stuff.
I do. I growing up, played a lot of jazz, blues, funk, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the most fun for me to play.
When you were in a band, right?
I was in a couple of bands. There's a cool program. This guy who's just a great musician, he came up with this idea to take just junior high, middle school, high school aged kids and give them professional performance experience. He's out of American Fork, Utah. And it's called The Soundhouse, Caleb Chapman Soundhouse. And he had a couple of premier bands that I was in my junior and senior year of high school.
And what was the, what did you call it? What were the band names?
So the first one was called Vicious Beat. And that one was fun. That was kind of more of like a pop rock type band. Mm-hmm. Played like Bruno Mars and that kind of stuff. And that was just a blast. That stuff is, it isn't very hard to play, but it's fun to perform.
Yeah.
And everyone loved it. And then I was in his premier band called the Crescent Super Band, Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band. And we toured in New Orleans and L.A. We were going to go to Kenya, but COVID shut that one down, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really cool, really cool business idea that he's just turned this music and like just these kids, these talented musicians, and just giving them performance experience. And with his connections in the music world, we performed with like these kind of semi-famous musicians and all this stuff. It was tons of fun.
Do you, having done that now, did you walk away with like some legit, you're like, okay, this experience has helped me grow?
Absolutely. I think it was because of that that I actually auditioned for a guitar scholarship at Utah State. And partially due to the experience I had with that and the connections I made, I ended up getting a pretty, pretty decent scholarship and went to school for a little bit on a guitar scholarship up there.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was tons of fun.
So do you sing?
No, well, yeah, but it's not good. Kind of growing up, my two younger siblings, they were both amazing singers, and I just ended up kind of being the accompanist in the background, just playing the guitar or the piano for them, because I was never a very good singer.
Does your dad sing?
No, he can. It's kind of the same as me. He's nothing special.
He'll sing for fun, but he's not gonna sing.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. I sing to myself.
Yeah. I sing in the shower mostly. And,
yeah.
You know, I sometimes get a knock on the door telling me to quiet down a little bit. But
yeah, like, dude, come on, man. All right. So you played us some songs. You played a few different short tunes for people in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, that's where. Yep. I was kind of in charge of directing people onto shuttles and took my guitar up there with a little tip box and just started playing and made some money.
It's awesome. Double dipping.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. So why don't you, we need to come up with some little short jam for Total Archery Challenge in Colorado, Sunlight Mountain.
Yeah, let's think this through. Okay. Can you hear the guitar okay?
I think so. I don't know. We'll have to
check. I'll kind of lean down a little bit. Yeah. We're here on the mountain of sunlight. This song, you could say it's all right. I hope you can hike uphill. Because if not, your legs are going to feel some pain up in the something, something. And it's not going to be fun. See, this is how I do this. It's not good. It's not.
That just takes it. You just have to. The beauty of that is you can just keep strumming while you're thinking of the line, just, right? You just keep on going. You're like, let's see here. What do I say next?
Yeah.
I think it's freaking hilarious. So I do believe, guys, you need to keep an eye out for Wade. We're going to put him out there just jamming somewhere. Once we get everybody checked in, back half of the day, go out and jam. I think John Dudley, he jams on the old guitar.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll have to go talk to him.
I'm going to see. It. You know what? Let's find out if he's bringing his guitar, and then you two can just jam together.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
He's kind of into the rock side of it.
That's okay. I can play a little rock and roll.
Yeah? Well, like what? Talk to me.
Funny thing, like, not to sound like snobby about it or anything, but jazz guitarists are oftentimes better guitarists, like when it comes to rock and roll, because now listen, hear me out.
I'm kidding.
The jazz, you have to, like, when I went to school, I had to learn a lot of music theory, jazz theory type stuff, and it all translates to other genres of music. So the rock and roll genre, it's amazing that those guys can play it, but it's pretty simple when it comes to like the theory side of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's beyond my understanding.
Right.
The theory side. So, play us, why don't you play us a rock and roll song? What do you think?
All right. Let's see here. We'll do a little bit of this.
Nice. That's fantastic.
That's pretty much how the song goes the whole way, so I'll just we'll play the short version just like that.
I love it. I'm going to see if we can get a mic to sit by that guitar.
Yeah, let's do it.
And see if we can get better sound out of it or not. I don't know. We're about to find out. It's going to be good. We'll get this ready. So some of the other things going on, you guys, they've got Thursday night. Thursday night, they're actually doing... Here, let's see. We're going to try to get a mic on this guitar. Oh, that's a lot much better,
that's
isn't
better.
It?
Yep.
Thursday night, they're doing a party. I say they. I'm talking about Sunlight Mountain. They're kind of doing a welcome back party. They'll have the bar open, have some finger foods or whatever. Actually, no. That's a lie. They're doing an all-you-can-eat buffet of barbecue.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That's what it was. All-you-can-eat buffet, barbecue, some live music. Maybe you can go up there and,
oh, maybe.
And string a little bit and sing some songs about Total Archery Challenge. We'll have to come up with one.
Yeah, I'll have to write a few so I don't embarrass myself too bad.
Something to do with barbecue,
yeah.
The mountain, arrows,
mm-hmm.
You know. I think it's better when you just go freestyle because then we can all laugh that you're just like, and then something else. Yep. I don't remember. But let me, I'm actually going to pull this up and tell you guys what this party is. So, TAC Thursday night, welcome party, barbecue, and music shindig. That's what they're calling it. Food options, Cajun rubbed pulled pork, classic baked beans, green chili mac and cheese, red poppy coleslaw, jalapeno cornbread, and southern banana pudding. That sounds amazing.
That sounds phenomenal. That sounds great.
I do believe that's where we'll be on Thursday night, my friend.
Like a plan
I do
to me.
Believe. And then he also, they've got a couple other things. Well, oh, you know what? One thing we will talk about. If you're coming, the Colorado River and the Roaring Fork both waters high, mm-hmm. higher than it normally is. And Defiance Rafting is offering a discount. You got to use code TAC15 when you call. We booked it for today.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't tell you how amazing it is, but we drove up and looked at the rapids we're supposed to go down, and we're all scared.
They look legit.
Yeah, we're all scared. Yeah. I don't know what they are, but they're big. And... it's going to be a riot. So that's what we're doing for 4th of July afternoon is we're going to go do that. But so Defiance Rafting is the name. TAC15 is the discount code if you plan on doing it. And it looks they can do anything from an hour to 2 hours to 4 hour rafting trips. So you can choose what you want to do, but that's probably worth looking into. I'm trying to think what else. Since we're on food, you're also going to be breakfast Friday through Sunday will be available from 6:45 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. And then the all-day menu runs until 7 p.m. That's right inside the lodge there. And they've got a new chef, so that's pretty awesome. So there, let's see. That TAC15 code gets you 15% off the rafting trips, except for the private experience and the Beacon Riverside Dinner Cruise, just so you know. And that'll be in your email, too. You guys will include that in your email. So you have it there, too, although I know seems like a lot of people don't really read all their emails. There's a lot there because we try to include everything. If you want to see everything that's there, we try to include that. But anyway, so that's what you've got on the Thursday night welcome back barbecue buffet shindig or whatever. And we'll be there. Going to be live music. Wade will be there. We'll see if he can sneak in a song or two. Maybe we can get old John Dudley in there to jam on the guitar.
Yeah, that'd
maybe
be sweet.
Duel of the guitars and see what happens. But what else do we have going on before we dive into another little song with you? We've got lot of vendors this year, more than normal. I think we've got another 15 vendors coming. The range has changed a little bit because of the lift we're using. So we've expanded some vendor opportunity there, and that's what's allowing us to do all these different things. So you guys, they sold out on camping. So if you're coming up here to camp and you did not get a reservation, you need to call Sunlight Mountain, see if anyone canceled. But outside of that, I don't think there's any more opportunity to camp. Reach out to Sunlight Mountain. They'll be able to get you a for sure on that. But I do believe everything is sold out. So I know there's some Forest Service around us that you could probably find camping spots. That being said, I don't know where they're at. So what do you got for us? You've been thinking about this song a little bit. Are you going to jam us one of your – play us your favorite song.
The fun one to play, I like to play stuff with just like with a pick, but some finger style stuff's cool as well. It's just where you use your
fingers.
Finger
style, I think, is awesome.
It's really cool, especially people who can do it really well.
Your brother.
My brother, he does a really good job at it. Really good at it. I'll just play a quick finger style song.
What is it?
It's called Lewis and Clark. It's by a guitarist named Tommy Emmanuel. Just phenomenal finger style guitarist, but. Yeah, I'll just play that real quick.
Dude, that's awesome. I love music. I've always loved music. I've always been a fan. But there's something about the piano and the acoustic guitar for me, personally. A lot of that is, maybe all of it is, because that's what my dad played when I grew up. I'd lay down on the heater with a blanket over me, and he'd jam on the piano. And really, to be honest, the only song I remember on the piano was Moonlight Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the piano and the acoustic guitar. So it was kind of fun for me that one of my boys plays guitar and the other one plays piano. So I got to continue to listen to that and love it. I myself don't play any instruments. I don't have the dedication or the patience for it. If I could just come out of it playing really well, then I'd probably do it. But since it requires so much work. So one of the things that's funny, you guys, about Wade is yesterday I walked up into the TV room, if you will, and he's watching a movie or whatever, has the guitar. So he's jamming on the guitar, not loud, just kind of plucking around on the guitar while watching a movie. So that's kind of your thing.
Yeah, just kind of. I don't know. I probably have like ADHD or something. It just kind of helps me just mess around while I'm doing something. Just like helps me to fiddle on the guitar or whatever and watch the movie. I can just multitask, I guess.
I love it. So keep it up. We're glad that you're here on tour with us and bringing some of that music enlightenment. I don't know of anybody on the team that doesn't like it. So it's super cool. But I can't think of anything else. I'm just going to run through a couple things real quick, you guys, one more time. And that is courses have changed. Sitka, Knock-On, Prime, and Leupold all go off the lift. You'll see that in your email, but we'll also be able to direct you. Look for anybody wearing a red shirt, says staff on the back, or one of the new Sitka Equinox shirts that's brown, it will say staff on the back. So talk to somebody, they'll be able to answer your questions. Second, BRCC is caught off the lift or caught off of a shuttle at the bottom of the stairs by the RMEF trailer. They'll pick you up there, and then you'll finish here on site by home base. UltraView course, you're just going to walk to the start, and then they'll shuttle you back. If you didn't want to wait for the shuttle, you certainly could walk because it's not really that far. But we added the shuttle just in case people want it. The Sitka course is uphill. It is going to take you a minute. We are going to add, there will be two water stations on that just because we know it's hot going uphill. I hiked it yesterday as we were setting up. I did the whole course just so I could kind of get a feel for it and see what it's like. So it's not terrible uphill, but just be ready for that. Bring plenty of water. UltraView, it's a 15-target course, does not have a water station. Everywhere else has a water station halfway-ish through the course. Sitka has two water stations because of the uphill, and UltraView has no water station because it's a 15-target course. If you have issues between your group on knock times, go talk to the check-in booth and registration. They will get you taken care of. Registration is going to be up the stairs from the parking lot right there. It's going to be in the same spot it's always been. For those of you that are new, though, you'll come up those stairs from the parking lot and we'll be right there. Before you go up the next set of stairs and into the Mountain Festival area. What else? Just to hurry and recap, just in case we miss something beforehand. 1 o'clock, when you can go back out and shoot another course if you had a knock time prior in the morning. And come out, have an awesome time, attend the after parties, help fund these veterpreneurs. And I think that about does it. Go rafting. Scary rapids.
Yep.
I am a little nervous.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. They let's just hope we stay in the boat.
Yep. It's going to hold on tight. I think me and you were talking yesterday when we get to those scary rapids, we're not paddling. We're just going to hold on, let everyone else paddle.
Go ahead and paddle, guys, and just hold on tight. Here we go. It's going to be a lot of fun. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Yep. All right, you guys, always, always happy to live in America and have the freedoms that we do, and super grateful for all those people who have fought for those freedoms and continue to do so. And we can't wish you guys a happier 4th of July to be with your family and friends. Killer barbecue. We're going to hopefully have our own barbecue going on this evening after we survive the river rafting trip. And then keep on getting things ready for you guys show up here on Friday morning or Thursday night. If you're coming Friday, you might as well be here Thursday night for the barbecue hangout.
Yep.
The pre-party, kickoff party, if you will, that Sunlight Mountain's putting on. So, with that being said, thanks, Wade, for being here.
Yeah, thanks
you
for
guys,
having me.
If you see Wade, tell him to play you a jam. He'll have his guitar once he's out of the registration trailer, and maybe he could write you up a song for yourself. Take him a minute, but maybe two or three tries, right?
Couple tries, yep.
Yeah, and the songs can't be any longer than like two or three lines.
Yep.
And but it was hilarious to watch it happen in PA, so let's make that happen again. There is one thing we need to do, Wade, and since you're in the registration trailer, Connor never – he was supposed to remind us on the last one what happens. What do we have people – oh, you know what? This is what we're going to do since we've had you on as a guest. So when people show up, if you say to the at the registration trailer, say, let's think of something along with you playing guitar. I heard there's a rock star in town. Okay? That's what you have to say. So when you go to registration to check in, or you're just checking out the swag to buy something, or you just want to stop by and probably give them a sticker or something.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, I heard there's a rock star in town. You say that, and we'll get you a prize. So it's worked out pretty well in the last few.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll just keep this thing going. But it's going to, I mean, you're going to have to remember, because I've forgotten the last two. And so has Connor. So
all right,
we need to make sure you remember. So your whole team in the trailer is like, okay, we know what to do here.
Yep. Okay. Got it.
Because what if they're like, I heard there's a rock star in town, and they're like, oh yeah, that's Sean. No, just kidding. So, all right, guys, that's it. We can't wait to see you out here. The weather is going to be really nice. As always, we say always have some light rain gear just in case, but the forecast is looking good. The weather's looking good, and we're going to have a phenomenal time. And until then, see you in a few days.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon.
All right.